I will call a meeting for the Franklin Township Board of Trustees open, February 10th at 6 p.m. At this time, I would like to call to stand and I will lead us in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the day and the sunshine that you have given us, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to come and be in the midst of this meeting and give us trustees the wisdom to make the decisions for the township that you want to have put in place. And Lord, we ask you to be with the department heads and the firefighters and also the officers that are out tonight patrolling. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Chief Arnold, will you lead us in the pledge?
We're already starting. I
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Nick, will you give us a roll call?
Yeah, absolutely. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Minutes. You have an update? I know last meeting we had talked about and made a motion to extend you to February, but so the public knows where we're at and where we're headed.
Absolutely. So with that said, we are still continuing to work on the minutes. We've been using a new transcriber service. Nicole's been doing a great job getting them all transcribed for us. I know I've sent some of the meeting minutes off to the board for review, and they're currently in discussion with that. A little bit of a different format, but because we have fallen behind, we were trying to find other ways to help catch us up because we've had a lot of work on the fiscal side. Unless you want us to work 12 to 16 hour days, it's just hard to get everything typed out the way that you're used to seeing. So, but again, everything is transcribed word for word. The board is actively reviewing them, and I have some more that I'll be sending them early next week. And I believe that should actually get us through the last meeting that we just had.
Thank you.
Nicole's got everything set up and transcribed to that point.
Thank you. With on the notion of minutes, I would like to ask, and I should have done this before now, if you're in the audience or department head, please keep sidebar talk to a minimum, because anything you say is picked up on the recording. Whether you think you're whispering it, it comes through on the recording, and it then becomes public record. Whether you want it to be public record or not, the recording is public record, and anyone can hear that. And it also makes Robin and Nicole's job difficult of typing them out and having to decide who speaks. And along with saying that, as we're recording, if you do have a question for a department head, please raise your hand and wait to be identified, and then simply state your name so that that goes into the public record also. With that being said, it looks like we have some old business of paying some bills.
Yeah, we got plenty.
None of us like to do that, but we have to.
Yeah, unfortunately we do. So I got the motion here for bills and payroll. It should be the very first page after the agenda there for you, so you guys can follow along. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves accounts payable from January 28, 2022 through February 10, 2022 in the amount of $88,845.09. Payroll paid on February 1st, 2022 for $8,970.74. And for payroll paid on February 4th, 2022 for $155,885.17. For an overall grand total of $246,701.00. From check number 67449 to 67532, and electronic vouchers from 162-2022 through 239-2022.
A question. Mm-hmm. Can I see yours? Because some of my number, they ended up the same, but I thought when I was following along, some of them was not. Yep, they were.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
I will make a motion to pay the bills and payroll. Okay. As written.
No second.
Okay. Roll call on this one, Jim.
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Chief Smith.
If we don't have anything tonight, unless the board has a question for you.
Any trustees have any questions?
No.
Staff Deputy Hamilton is here.
Yeah, Deputy Hamilton, do you have anything for us?
Just real quick, I put some safe driving pamphlets out there for winter driving that we're going to do. Every quarter we're going to do these pamphlets on different things from OBI to whatever. So I put some of those out there for everybody to have in public. And then we're starting back up our Citizens Academy in April, and it'll run to June. And it's a lot less. If you've done it before, it was a lot of PowerPoint. It took a lot of PowerPoints out. There's going to be a lot more hands-on. The Bureau's going to even have a crime scene that people can work that go through the Citizens Academy.
If you haven't went through Franklin County's Citizens Academy, I personally would highly recommend you to take the time. It's like 3 hours a week, 2 to 3 hours a week, depending on the night. Yeah, depending on the night, and it's very informative to see what the deputies and along with our officers are going through on the streets. It gives you just enough to sometimes scare the daylights out of you. I think one of the worst jobs would be a traffic cop. Yeah. So.
If anybody's interested, sign up online. And
thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Chief Arnold.
Just real quick, Bob. What this is, Chairman, is we have presented Chief Arnold's updated MOU at the last trustee meeting. For some reason, it got overlooked. So we're going to present it again, just so you have a chance, you can review it and approve it. Bob, if you have anything to add, please.
I don't. I was here for questions.
From my understanding on the MOU that we did talk about, I do remember that, but we failed to move on it. So,
and this has been through legal, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we talked about Jim and I's at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so there's not a resolution on the books since my assistant chief's MOU back in, I think, November or October.
Yep. And just for the record, there is no monetary changes, correct?
No.
Okay.
There's no changes to the contract.
All right. I will make a resolution that the Board of Trustees adopts the MOU for Fire Chief Arnold as stated here and accordance with
ORC.
The ORC. This will be retroactive back to January 18th of 22.
I see that. Okay, then I would second that.
Okay, roll call on resolution 2022-022. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Yeah,
we'll
thank
sign
you.
That and pass it on.
Yes.
Anyone have any questions for Chief Arnold? Okay. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
No, I was. I thought you were handing me the.
No, I'm. I'm slow.
Did Ralph sign it too?
Ralph hasn't signed it yet.
Well, here, let me sign this one, and then, or you sign that. It doesn't matter. It just has to be one.
Yeah, everyone has.
You just need the one, right?
Yeah. Okay. One has copies of all.
Okay. Moving on down the line, Mr. Stevens, Road Department.
Everybody.
Looks like we have the same issue with you that we went over your MOU, but we
well, what the issue is with the MOU that we got is we threw Julie with our legal.
Yes.
It was recommended that since we've had a couple, I guess, changes to the MOU, and we've got multiple resolutions out there, by what Julie was saying was just to combine everything into one and just have the one resolution. So we would actually be redoing the resolution 2021-182 and just giving it a new resolution.
Just so the board is clear, there is a resolution to rescind two prior resolutions,
yes.
And then there's a new one accepting the correct MOU right behind it.
Okay.
So there will be two resolutions to move on with this one.
It was just legal.
Yeah, okay.
Legal just thought it would be a good idea to just combine it.
And we had updates from verbiage that was reviewed, and so that's one of the main reasons for the rescinding of the 182 and 013.
You know, I for one will be so happy when we get the policies and procedures for these departments set up.
Well, me too.
So we don't have to do these MOUs. With that being said, I will make a resolution to rescind resolution 2021-182 and also rescind resolution 2022-013 addressing the previous MOU for Jim Stevens.
Steve, do you have the copies of the
Yes, I'll.
Okay.
From the first two.
You want to sign yours and send it this way?
Yep, sign mine. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So again, this is resolution 22-026 to rescind the prior two resolutions. These were made. Ralph seconded. Jim.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yeah.
John.
Yes.
Thank you. Now the next resolution is for the corrected one with the right verbiage.
All right. Want to make sure.
13 and 21.
Okay, that's rescinded.
And yes.
Yeah, and there's two there. It's got to be signed.
Moving on to the resolution with the corrected verbiage. This is the one that you that was just sent out.
This
027
is accepting the new one.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
I will make a resolution to accept the as written the new MOU for Road Superintendent Jim Stevens.
Second.
This should settle everything.
Yep.
No.
This is resolution 2022-027. Roll call, Jim.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
If it doesn't, Jim.
It's.
We're not doing this again until next year. No.
You have two more to sign there.
I got a couple other things that we need to kind of talk about. One, we spoke about it a couple meetings
back. We need to sign this one.
About the roofing conditions that we've got on our buildings. Five Star Roofing was a company that came in 2011 and redid all the roofs on the flat roofs, the rubber roofing and everything on the buildings. That warranty has expired, and now we're starting to get major water leaks. Actually had another situation in a firehouse today where one of the firemen was sitting in the kitchen area and felt a drip, and the next thing you know, he has a ceiling tile landing on him.
That's not good.
No, we've got water leaks actually in this hallway. We have water leaks in this firehouse. We have water leaks at the other firehouse. So I have a company coming in Monday morning at 9 o'clock, Summit Roofing, who was actually referred to me because they're good with the flat roofs and the rubber roofs. So hopefully I can get something put together. But that's something that we're probably going to have to move on kind of quickly whenever we do get our quotes and our bids in. But it's in bad shape.
Have you checked with Trio? I know they do roofing too.
I can reach out to them. I know this is, I'll be more than happy to.
It may or may not be something that they
yeah,
would.
Yeah, okay. I'll get multiple quotes on it.
Okay.
We're having a hard time. I don't know if it's just because everybody's so busy getting phone calls back. So I spoke with Summit again today, and they're going to send somebody out here Monday to see what they have to say.
You answered my question.
So, Jim, if I may, with, you know, because a lot of times it's when you find a leak, it's been leaking a lot longer, and I'm afraid of what is underneath. Wood's going to have to be replaced and stuff like that that's kind of hidden.
Refer back to 2009-2010 when the buildings were actually assessed. We had issues then when they went through the assessment, what they found with the buildings themselves. The problem with rubber roofs and flat roofs, it could be leaking here,
yes,
but starting way over there. So I do other kind of roofing type from the old style the shingles. I don't really know a whole lot more about the rubber roofing.
I'm just worried about how much damage is on scene.
Yeah. I know they've got a major issue going on up at the firehouse up on Sullivan Avenue. So we've been chasing our tail. We get up there, we try to patch what we think is the problem. You know, what we're seeing, we're getting, you know, roofing material and doing that, the rubberized roofing. But then it starts leaking somewhere else. So we're chasing our tail. I think it's time now that we have somebody else come in.
Is it this firehouse and the other one, or just this one?
No, this firehouse, the other firehouse,
this one,
the township
this one,
hall.
Man.
Okay.
So this building and Sullivan building.
Yeah, all right. I would, while Jim's still up here, I would like to tell him thank you. as a resident and as a trustee, your road crew was fantastic. I think I shared this with you. I'm grateful for the road department of doing the plowing, because not a lot of people know this. It would fall on the trustees without you guys, and we thank you. I do, and I'm sure the rest of the trustees. I don't want to be out there for 36 hours.
That was a rough night. Yeah. All night.
2 days.
Yeah. 2 whole days, yeah.
2 days. So, and I appreciated you coming out and riding with me for 4.5, 5 hours and kept me awake.
I'll do it again.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Chairman, if I may,
yep.
Mr. Stevens, have we given you a motion to seek help? Did you need that motion, or for the roofs?
No, you guys need to make a motion to do that. Well, you know what, John, I'm not really sure. I think maybe a couple meetings
back. That's what
back,
I was asking. I thought we did.
I think you guys...
I've already started making phone calls.
So right.
We mm-hmm. Yeah, we had. There was a motion yeah. back, I think it was in December.
I just want to make sure
I've
that
already
we
started
stay
making phone calls, so I know
compliant.
We
really
have to, yeah.
The only other thing I have today, I received in an email from Tornell Robertson's office, is our 2021 ODOT road mileage certificate. This is something I need to have signatures on so I can get it back to Mr. Molinax. In 2021, we had a total of 34.235 miles.
How many?
Township. 34.2. So I need to have signatures, and there's a special spot for the chair, and then the rest of the way down.
And that's road miles?
Road.
Okay.
We have every bit of it.
All right. Anyone have any questions for Mr. Stevens? Yes.
Hi, Blaine. I wanted to ask you, you remember the metal plate that set on Randford? And ODOT, you couldn't do anything about it because it was ODOT.
Down at the end of the
so
road.
I need to know, where does ODOT end and township begin? I understand you're not on potholes yet. We have a major problem there. And so where, how much footage? Do I start making phone calls to ODOT? Do I need to let you know? What do I need to do?
I'll go out and mark the right-of-way for you, show you exactly what ODOT's right-of-way. I can find out exactly what their right-of-way is on Harrisburg Pike.
The problem is, people are cutting through T-Mobile, and they're going to hit somebody there because you don't realize that that person is coming. They don't want to go in the pothole, so they're coming in through T-Mobile, and then and it's just a mess. It's just a mess.
We spoke with Mr. Timmons, that used to work with us, that went back to ODOT and explained that situation to him, because that's actually his route during the winter and my route during the winter, and I hit those potholes.
Just so everybody knows, this was not a complaint.
No, no.
This was a question.
I'll go out and I'll get with them and figure out exactly what they're
doing. I appreciate it. I really do.
And then if it's in ODOT, I'll make sure you got contact.
Well, yeah, and I got that other guy that's been able to help. I don't know if Adam Miller's guy. I don't know if he still can help or not.
But he's doing District 6.
He's gave me a number that seemed to help a lot last time.
Sure. Anything else?
Anything else from Mr. Stevens?
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Stevens.
Thank you. Jim, are you not doing this today?
What is that? I'll take it. Is that the resolution for the...
Okay.
I'll take
it. It's on you? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take it. Thank you.
Sorry.
I'd like to.
It's okay.
While we're on the road department, I can't say enough for these guys. 36, 37 hours. They took a couple breaks in their trucks and slept. I believe that we owe them more than that, and I would like to make a motion for Jim to explore some cots, getting some prices on some cots that we can set up in here, where we can get the guys warm and then get a couple hours of sleep, and you can rotate people in and out. I would like to make a motion for that.
I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Is that a second, Ralph? Yeah. Okay. Roll call on this motion, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Oh, yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jim, those were set up well back, I guess, in your, down by where your office in the building there. Right. Then.
With the heat that's in that building, we could set it up in there. You know, I mean, granted, it would never be used unless we have another.
Yeah,
it seems like every year like we're that. Having one of these. Last year we were well, in for 24 hours.
And we had talked about that some, the trustees had. And,
well, the nice thing, and, sorry, Ralph.
Sure, and we just thought it was a great idea.
I appreciate that. I'm sure the guys will too.
And the nice thing about the cots are. Nice thing about the cots are is if we do have a natural disaster or someone that needs emergency shelter, we can use them as a township.
Yep.
and let people use them here or in a building. So let the guys know we appreciate them.
Thank you.
And moving on to myself, I have said enough for tonight. Mr. Fleshman.
Yes, in our first meeting of the year, we forgot to mention, we have to pass a resolution every year for the elected officials' pay, state when it's going to be.
Okay.
So we need to make a resolution stating that our pay obviously is on the first of every month. By the ORC, we needed to state this at the beginning of every year, so I'm sure we can do it now.
You want to make that resolution?
Sure. I'd like to make a resolution number.
It'd be 2022-029.
That the elected officials, John Fleshman, Jim Leisure, Ralph Horn, and Nick Dunn, pay would be 12 equal pays on the first of every month. If there's no further discussion, I would ask for a second.
1 second.
Roll call, please.
Yepers, you got it. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
And this would be, we would retro this back to as of January. Was it 12th? What was our meeting in January? 13th?
13th, yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Housekeeping stuff. Mr. Fleshman, you have anything else?
No, I do not. It's okay. Mr. Horn.
Yeah, Mr. Horn, you have anything for us?
No, nothing new, really.
All right. Fiscal Department. Along,
I just wanted to say, let everybody kind of keep their attention on the audit. You know, that's always on my mind, and I think we're going to be coming up probably pretty soon. Have you talked to the auditors lately, Chief, about?
Not in the last week or so.
Okay.
I had a meeting with them this week.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
okay.
We're not coming up fast.
Okay. Yeah. No,
it's not. It's a little slow, steady process.
Yep.
Fiscal Department, Nick, do you have anything for us? Or Mr. Dunn, I should say.
I've got a few things. Before I get started here, I did send out to the board today an updated letter of arrangement from the state auditor. It is in your group of things. Okay. The original fee estimate and then the amendment number one that was made after after I was appointed, that had told the $55,000 that you guys had signed off on last time. There is now an amended letter here breaking down some additional fees, and the total cost is there as well. And again, this is not something that I have any control over. This is as they continue along here.
So this is not this is the total, but we've already had the other 55. Total in. Right.
Yep. So the original fee estimate is when Mary was here.
Okay.
The amendment number one started after I was appointed. Yep. And now the revised fee estimate takes into effect the additional amount of the $41,000 that's there.
And this is for?
This is for the auditors to continue their work based on what is found here. Now, if the board wants to take some time and read this and pass it at another meeting, that's fine, but I was asked to present this to you as soon as possible, and I just got this today.
Well, I think everybody take a look at that, number one, can see why every time I see those guys want to walk in here, I mean, I just know it's money out the door. And now, my understanding is now, including the $55,000, we've already paid them that.
Yes, it's now, that it, needs to be, the board needs to understand that too, okay? Yeah. We have been paying them, okay? This is what they estimate once everything is done, this is what the township will have paid.
Okay. Has this occurred, this $96,000?
That is as of today. Well, that's not what we've paid as of today.
Okay.
We that is the 55. That is the, well, right around there, yes.
Yeah.
This is the revised estimate by the time they're done, and I do not have a timeline.
Okay.
Let's just update. It doesn't have to be voted on.
If you guys don't want to pass this today, that's fine. If you guys do pass it, then I'll sign it and return it.
Well, I don't know. We're going to have to pass it sometime.
What yeah. Think yeah I mean, sure. We might. Oh, I say we pass it today. I'll make a. Does that need to be a resolution?
Yes.
Or,
mm-hmm.
I'll make a resolution to pay and to accept the amendment number 2 engagement letter from the state auditor's office dated February 10th.
And this is the updated version.
Yes, this is the updated current version of $96,309 with us paying roughly $55,000 already.
Somewhere in that, if that's what I understand,
okay.
Yes. Okay, and that'll be resolution 2022-030. Is there a second?
I guess I'm just restore this.
I'm sorry, Ralph, what was that?
Yeah.
Is that a second?
Yes, second.
Okay. All right, roll call on this. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, and then moving on to...
I think it's Nick's on.
I'll sign it.
Yeah.
I'll take care of it. I'll make sure that's sent out tonight before I leave. The next thing I have is supplemental appropriations. This is for number 3. An update on this for you. Pretty much this one is for the fire department. Had gotten a couple of small grants, one for training and one for a couple new radios. Is that right? Okay. The next thing on there is for American Rescue Plan. We are starting to dive into this. And this will also include, we're going to go and appropriate just $5,000 of it for now. This will take care of anything from our legal side as they're reading things of what we can do. And also when they're talking with Jeff about what different things that we can work on there, okay? And then for the police side, this is a yearly training, if I'm correct on that, Chief Smith? You guys have a yearly training?
Yes.
And you guys have gotten a check-in for half of that? Okay. So we created a special fund for this, okay, to the tune of about $5,000 or $5,091. And that is for just their yearly training that the Ohio Attorney General's office, it's required, and they'll cover 50% of it. So I put together a list of all the officers' hourly rates and what they make, sent that to them, and they sent us back 50% of what the overall training cost will be.
Good.
I will make a resolution to as written.
Second.
Okay, and this will be for supplemental appropriation number 3. And roll call on this one. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you. And then the last thing that I have is for resolution approving obligations authorized by the township administrator. This dates back from January 18th, 2022 through February 10th, 2022. I believe this was missed in the last meeting. So the total amount of purchase orders that the township administrator has obligated totals $144,670.59. There is an exhibit on the back of this.
I will I will make a resolution as written here.
I'll second that. Now that's the total for.
For this, yeah.
Administrator usage.
Yes, this is what Steve has authorized.
Okay.
Okay, so roll call on this will be resolution 2022-028. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. And that's all I have. I do ask that let me write this in here real quick, that the board signs the supplemental appropriation just so that we are staying within budgetary compliance. We can get this sent off right away to the county so we can get an amended certificate back and with us here as soon as possible. And with With that said, that's all that I have to report at this time. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, I do have one more thing. I did have a discussion today with Revolution Group regarding our server room. And there is a transcription here if the board would like to take a copy of it home. I can make one if you want. Those of you who remember, some of you in the public may remember as well, we had a hard drive crash on our old server in the room. There's a lot of outdated things in there.
Yeah.
So Jeff and I and Robin will have to discuss budgetary part of it. But right now, the initial estimate for a new server environment, this would potentially also include getting our emails migrated to a .gov. It would also help the police department with some of the things that they're required to have a .gov email address for. But just in general, right now, the estimate is about $20,000 for a new server environment. And again, this would also help keep us secure from ransomware, viruses, and other issues. But again, we need to look at you know, what's out there for appropriation. So I'll talk with Jeff and Robin more on this next week. And hopefully by the next meeting, we'll have a little bit better of a plan in place. But I wanted the board to be made aware that this is going to need to be taken care of. And not does not say have to all be done at once, but the new server itself, if the board elects to go. There's a couple different routes we can go. We can go cloud-based. And Nicole has taken some more notes on some of that stuff too. But her and I had a nice conversation today with them. Steve and Chief Arnold were downtown, so we took care of that today just to kind of get some initial conversations going. So are there any questions from the board, at least initially?
So what's it, is it cheaper if we go cloud-based versus an actual server?
In theory, yes. It would be. Yeah. But again, this is totally up to what the board
would
like to do.
And would it be more protection? Or would we, by being on site, be better on protection?
There's protection on either way. But if there's a couple different options, but basically you're looking between $10,000 and $20,000. Not to exceed $20,000. But again, for the appropriation and budgetary side, I need to speak with Robin and Jeff and see where what we need to do to shake things out and make things budgetary, you know, in good standing before I present any kind of resolutions or any other ideas to the board yet.
Let's you and I and Steve group up on that too.
Okay, we can do that.
Okay.
Yep, we can do that.
Thank you, Mr. Dunn.
Yep.
Administrator, Mr. Mazur.
Jim, am I allowed to ask him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Am I allowed? So the last time, 2 weeks ago, you weren't allowed to speak because we didn't know if it was legal or not. But what we did hear you say was for the police levy that it, I'm not sure I got the right verbiage right, but homestead or something like that, that Jeff had told you that that would go away. And I was surprised to see that there's nothing on the agenda about that today. So I'd like to know if you could bring us up to date on, you understand my question?
Yes, I do. So what was talked about last meeting was the homestead rollback. And I understand there's two different things, okay? When citizens in the township go past a certain age, they're eligible for rollbacks on their overall property tax. Okay, what the state has been doing is on some of these levies, that from what I understand, they've been giving us some of that back. Now the residents are not going in talking with Jeff, and I'm going to also confirm this with the county before I give a 100% final answer, but my understanding is that the homestead rollback for the residents that are past a certain age and they're eligible for those decent amounts of credits, that's not going away. What the state gives us back is going away if this new levy passes. Again, it's not a huge amount, but you know, obviously every little bit helps. But again, before I give a 100% final on that, I need to get a final clarification from the county.
Okay.
So, but I am working on that.
And then, sir, to explain what we did find out about as far as your position and being able to be on Zoom, because I don't want to be presumptions that we can't do it.
I reached out to
the Ohio Trustee Association and to also our attorneys that Nick can be on Zoom and call in. Nick does not have to be here. He only has to be here one meeting
per quarter.
So yeah, we can have him at, like, We were perfectly in order to have him on the phone answering questions for us.
I think that's the same that applies to trustees as well.
No, we have to be here.
There is, what they say, the definitive, there's, if you're allowed.
You can only miss three meetings.
In a row.
In a row.
In a row, yes, right.
And then you become absence to your chair.
Yep.
And it was better to be safe, cautious, to go on the cautious side because, in the courses that I've took and sat through, we definitely, as trustees, can't do that. So I wanted to make sure, and then I also wanted to make sure everyone knew, since they were here, what we actually found out, that it is okay. Nick is under a different set of rules than what the trustees are.
Okay, and outside of that, that's all I have. If the board has any other questions for me? Anybody in the audience have any questions for me? Okay, well, that's all I have.
Mr. Mazur, you're up.
Thank you, Chairman. The first thing I'd like to talk with the board, making a motion to talk about a new business venture that we have at 727 Harrisburg Pike. Presently, it's a service and repair shop. The new owner, who's been in the building about 6 months, would like to renovate the building, refurbish it, upgrade it, and not only maintain it as a service and repair shop, but also auto sales. His only hurdle is going to be if he can get the zoning to have the auto sales as part of his business. But he's looking to redo the building and do some landscaping and just clean the property up. But again, I just wanted to make the board aware that we have somebody interested in that property, but there's still a major hurdle that the owner's going to have to overcome with the zoning and permitting.
So you need a motion to...
I'd like to go to a discussion on this.
Okay. If we look
in the area and that we're inundated with, it seems like every corner is as many cars as you can stack on. We're having these buy here, pay here lots. We have the one beside Ding Ho, the old Ding Ho, that never in compliance or like utilizing the edge of the road to put some. And they're also even overflow putting it in the Pet Boys parking lot with no tags, no nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing against this gentleman's character or anything of that nature for wanting to open something up. But what I would ask the board is how many more car lots are we going to have, or buy here, pay here is there going to need going up and down through there? What better use for this property could there be? Because once we set this in motion, it's set forever. Because then, yes, he may have good intentions, but what happens if he sells it and goes to someone else? So we have to look at the longevity, the long future of what the township's going to be and what is the best land use for this area.
What's it being used for now?
Well,
it's just auto repair.
Yeah.
Well, so they want to take the parking lot to park cars for sale.
And continue the auto repair business. Okay.
Well, the guidelines on that, I happen to sit on that rural zoning board, and I think this is due to come up next month for hearing downtown.
This particular company, Ralph? This particular company?
I think so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The zoning board, they canceled, of course, the weather was terrible, so they canceled February's meeting downtown, which I'm glad they did. But, so I think that's one of the items that's supposed to be on next month's meeting down there. But what basically, Jim, you've got the Southwest Area Commission, the zoning and everything goes, but we do have a zoning, I guess what you call it, is a guide that I worked on that area commission and for 12 years actually. So what they've got is anything new that comes into the Southwest area, there is those go by the Southwest area guidelines, and that's a pamphlet that has gone through and been approved by all the boards, plus the county commissioners and everything. So there is a, I don't even know if we've got a copy of the Southwest area guidelines or not, here, Jim, did you ever see one of them here? We used to have a couple here.
I haven't seen it, if it's been updated.
Okay, I'll see if I can get us, because it's been 10, 12 years since the Southwest area commission that went into effect, so. Okay.
So at this time, I would like to table any motion or any activity on the 727.
Yeah. Due to the outcome of what Southwestern board votes on.
What did you say? The Southwest Area
Commission.
Commission.
Based upon the outcome of the verdict for, because it's really nothing that we can speak on until we see what they say.
Understand.
Just helping you out there.
All right. Oh, that's COVID policy.
The first resolution, it's resolution 2022-023. It's rescinding the previous resolution of 2021-219. It was a policy, temporary policy put in place by the board to continue the benefits for our part-time and temporary employees. And then what we did is we have updated the policy, and it will eventually become, well, it could eventually become part of the handbook, which will extend the COVID policy basically indefinitely at this time. The new policy is, new resolution is 2022-024. But first, as I said, we need to rescind resolution 2021-219. And again, the board approves to rescind the following resolution, Exhibit A, pertaining to a COVID leave policy. A new resolution is being introduced for the board's approval.
I will make a resolution to rescind resolution 2021-219 as written.
Second. Okay, roll call 2022-023. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
And then again, Chairman, resolution 2022-024 is a revised COVID-19 temporary relief policy replacing resolution number 2021-219. And be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves to reinstate the revisions that previously expired COVID-19 temporary leave policy, which was resolution 2021-219 for full-time and part-time staff, and it's accompanied by Exhibit A.
Make a resolution to accept the revised temporary policy replacing COVID policy replacing the 2021-219. There's too many twos in that.
I think I second that.
Yeah. That this is our new policy for COVID. Yeah.
Okay. All right, roll call on 2022-024. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Is that the 5-day thing?
Yes. The majority is following the CDC guidelines, which, okay, as we all know, change regularly.
Okay. Just so I would like to make a statement. It looks like we're passing these resolutions without reading them. They have been all emailed to us for the sake of time. We read them earlier, but just want to be up front with you and let you know that we are reading them. When it's not so blindly throwing stuff by it.
Well, that COVID thing basically is just downsizing.
I'm over it.
It was, they started off for 14 days and then they kept down it a little bit. It's down to 5.
Man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And that was the reason for the change on that, basically.
The next thing I have, Chairman, is actually it's a resolution, but there's some wording. Jim Stevens and I talked. It's regarding the purchase of a mini excavator and a trailer. And
apparently there's already been a resolution authorizing Jim to pursue options to purchase the excavator and the trailer. So the resolution actually needs revised, and maybe Nick or Robin
rescinded a new one.
I don't have, the only thing I have here is just a resolution to review options. I don't recall.
I thought we made a motion that he would be able to seek to get it. There was never a resolution for the backhoe and et cetera.
It was a motion.
It was a motion during the
December fiscal.
Yes.
During
so what we would do is if we're accepting or we are looking to purchase that, then we would go to a resolution right now.
Contract.
Yeah. Correct.
Right, and that's where this resolution would need corrected. As I worded it, it was to review options regarding the purchase of one new mini excavator and one new trailer.
Okay.
So he would have to go into contract.
Yeah, this will need to be
approved to enter into a contract.
Correct.
Yes.
So the wording on this resolution would have to be updated then.
Yes.
Correct.
And pricing too, I think.
Yeah, we've gotten the pricing in house now for a couple of months now.
Time to make the decision. Okay.
Yeah, we've taken it through fiscal. And
this was budgeted.
Yes.
Just so that.
I remember it was in the budget meeting that you guys talked about it because I set through that.
So we still can pass this based upon the wording of it. So if you was to, Steve, if you was to read it, and if the chairman then says so moved, then we would go to a vote.
Yep. Okay. I just wanted to make sure that you understood that.
Sure.
Okay. Well, it's resolution 2022-021. Approve road superintendent to review options for the purchase of mini excavator with trailer for the road department. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves to authorize road superintendent to review options regarding the purchase of one new mini excavator in the amount of $70,442.52 and one new trailer in the amount of $12,100. Upon the completion of this review, all options will be presented to the board.
So moved.
Okay, so this is to not go into contract, this is just to review options.
But we've already reviewed the options.
This is the contract.
Go into contract.
Okay, because what Steve read was to review options.
Right.
So I'm just trying to get it clear.
Okay,
so
then you need to
this would
that.
Be to enter into contract.
Correct.
So if we change
into a contract.
Yes.
So if we scratch it out and read it again, just put it to enter into a contract versus to review.
Right. So it would be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves to authorize the road superintendent to enter into a purchasing contract of one new mini excavator in the amount of $70,444.52 and one new trailer in the amount of $12,100. Upon completion of this review, all options will be presented to the board, which should, really, we don't even need that last statement, I don't think.
No. I will move on that.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. All right, this will be resolution 2022-021. Roll call on this one. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
And John?
Yes.
Okay.
And Ralph, if you want to sign that and send it this way, you got yours?
Well, the resolution needs to be rewritten.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's my fault. That's right.
You have anything else for us?
Yes. A motion to discuss the trash and recycling consortium. I know the board members requested that I look into that. I had a meeting this morning with the attorney representing Sweco regarding the consortium. And it seems that the township was a member of the consortium as late as 2019, but since that time, the township is not. So the consortium is relegated to having one contract with one company, and you're probably all aware that one company is Local Waste. I know a lot of the folks have seen their monthly rates increase, being that the township is not in the consortium. I have a letter from a resident that their recycling alone went up about $8.50. What I was told was the township has an option to rejoin the consortium. And again, to repeat myself, their contractor is Local Waste. But there are a number of stipulations that the township would have to fulfill before we would be considered to enter back into the consortium. And I have my notes here. One would be, and this is kind of alarming to me when I spoke to the attorney. When the township was last in the consortium, there were 2,800 households. 700 households were either delinquent or just refused to pay the bills. So one of the stipulations that we may, I say we in general as a township and the trustees will have to consider, the township trustees will have to guarantee that if we have delinquent households, the township will make Local Waste whole, and it will then become the responsibility of the township to collect on those outstanding bills. The second thing is that Local Waste will start dropping delinquent accounts. So if you're in arrears 90 days, Local Waste will just drop your neighbor's service. And of course, everyone has to join the consortium and use Local Waste. Those are the stipulations that I'm hearing from SWACO for the township to enter the...
What's the price, did they say?
It's $19.99 a month, and they bill the customer quarterly.
Mm-hmm. $60 a quarter. Do they also have the senior citizen discount?
They do have the senior citizen's discount.
And that is?
It's 10% of the bill.
So
it's a dollar
something.
$2.
Yeah.
That's exactly the same stipulations they had the last time I talked to you.
So are they wishing to hold the township accountable for delinquents?
Yes.
That's what they want.
Yes. John, answer your question so I don't forget this. They did use Jackson Township as an example. Jackson Township does make Local Waste whole, and then Jackson Township puts a lien on the customer's property.
Yeah.
Until the township is reimbursed.
So here's where we're at with this. I've been through this trash thing for 9 years, and since the beginning. And one of the issues that we have with the trash, the majority of the people that are delinquent is the apartments or homes being rented. And what ends up happening, someone doesn't pay, the landlord doesn't want to pay the bill and add it to the rent. If we were to do this, I would want to make it that the tenant cannot pay so that we're not chasing after people and spending our resources and taking taxpayers' dollars to pay someone else's trash and then taking tax dollars' money to chase after them. So we would have to, we'd have to check with Joel and them, how can we make them obligated as a person that is renting a home or an apartment, said apartment, that they would be financially responsible, that the actual rentee cannot contract with Local Waste. Local Waste would not contract, or Local Waste would not take payment from a renter, because what ends up happening, and we've seen this from time to time, I know that was confusing, but generally what happened before, let's say you guys move into a place and you meet your neighbors and you call Local Waste, okay, I want to start getting trash. Okay, you owe $682 and we'll start picking up your trash. And you're like, I haven't even got my trash picked up yet. Well, the people before you didn't pay the bill. So now, and if you want trash service, you're going to pay that $600. If you don't pay the $600, your trash isn't being picked up. So we ran into a lot of that last year. And even if you sold your home and the new people coming in, we've had this happen. Oh, you owe X amount of money. We won't pick up your trash until we're made whole. And the house could have been sitting there empty for sale for a year and a half. Guess what? The meter's still running. Even if they didn't pick up the trash, that's how the bill gets up. Because if they even drive by and there's no trash, you still pay. It's still going on because it's a contract. So every piece of property is going to pay the $19 a month, irregardless of there or not. There was some exceptions. If you went on vacation, you could ask for a temporary hold. Some people, we have people that go to Florida for the summer, or excuse me, for the winter. So they would get a 3-month reprieve that they would freeze it and then come back and continue on. So that's just a quick summary without talking trash.
No pun intended.
It's exactly the same as it was.
Yeah. I for one do not want to be responsible
as a trustee to spend our money,
yeah. But as to spend our money and the citizens' money to pay for someone else's trash pickup.
Right.
I mean, that's.
Well, I think everybody here remembers what we went through, and it's no different.
So, Mr. Chairman, if I may say one last thing, and then we also have a question from the audience. So what I would like to do is ask for a motion to allow our administrator to have a letter typed from the township that states that we are not under contract currently by any trash hauler, that you are allowed to pick who you want.
Exactly.
However, I personally use Alpha. From what I'm getting calls this week, they are a lot of trash haulers that people are trying to go to now, and they're saying you're under contract. So if we have a letter that a resident can have or pick up or email that they could show the hauler that no, that's not the case. So if I would be able to have a second, that we would have a motion to allow our administrator to set the record straight, that would be great.
I will second that motion.
Yeah, we have the spring newsletter coming out pretty quick.
Yeah, but let's make sure we get
let's
that in the news.
Let's make sure we get that in there. That'll save us a bunch of money.
Yes, I know. But we have a motion
on the floor.
On the floor, we need a second. We got a second.
Okay,
I second the motion.
John made and Jim seconded the motion. Okay, then a vote on this. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
And then, Mr. Chairman, it seems, and then we'll get to your question. It's ironic, to say the least, and maybe I'll to politically put it in my opinion, so that we're not sued. It's ironic that the prices have went up, and you're going to pay for recycling. It behooves of us to not talk about getting into a consortium because the township is starting to see other trash haulers coming in. So if I was a business, then I can change my prices, which you guys put the pressure on us. Can we get into a consortium so that one hauler potentially could have that business? Now, that's just how I look at the monopoly board when I'm looking at this going, I understand why things are being happening. I don't know how many people set out their recycling bins this past Friday. If you had it, a local waste took them. You don't have them anymore. They picked them up and kept them. So they emptied your trash, kept your recycling bin because you're
going
to have
pay.
To pay $9 to get that bin back.
Yeah.
And then we had a
yes,
question.
Ma'am.
Okay, so we have rentals. So just thinking, our water bill for our houses and everything, our rentals and everything, even though it's still on our name, the majority of it. But if someone rents, they put it in their name, but it's still, we still get a copy of their bill and everything.
Right.
So why isn't this, why can't we do something like that so you guys don't have to legally do it? You know what I mean? And you guys can come back and say, your tenant did not do it. We're putting a lien on your property. It has nothing to do with the...
That's exactly what happens. You're exactly right. That's exactly how we did it before. However, you and I'm glad that you've got real property, and I understand people don't want to take on the extra burden of paying for someone else's trash, but if you add the amount...
I'm not paying for someone else's trash. That other person's...
I understand.
I mean, not trash, but water
right,
bill.
Service.
They're paying
service.
Their own water bill,
so,
but if they... renege on it, then it will come back to me, and then we get a lien on
it. I understand.
House,
so what I'm trying to explain is, with this, the way that it should work, and as a board member, I'd want to see it work if we was to do that. Anyone that is renting property would be the person that contracts, because we are contracting for each property, not the person living in it. The person living in it has no say on who the trash. So every piece of property, if you own it or someone else owns it, even if you're letting your mom and dad stay there, irregardless if it's rent-free or you're charging, the person on title should be the person that pays the trash bill for that particular property. You can always add it to their rent or et cetera. That way, you know that it's been paid. We're not going to chase our tails and trying to get a certified letter and then start our attorneys involved and putting liens on your property.
Well, we can't do that without being home rule.
Yeah. Well, putting liens on properties?
Yep.
We cannot.
Yep.
Just don't ever play a pitch in that one. Boy, that was on
Michael. Yes, Mike.
I never want local waste back again. If you made this mandatory, I would not have local waste.
I understand, Mike.
It's that simple. I fight with those guys every Friday, and I don't even have their service.
Oh, I don't.
They're the most foul-mouthed people. You can come to my house, and I'll play the tapes for you.
I understand.
They go around the turnaround the wrong way. They do everything in their ability to aggravate me. And I will never pay them a dime for anything.
Yeah, we've had a lot of issues where they even block this, like on your street, is the same
exactly
with
right.
as my street. They'll block it, and then same with Robin, and they come at you head on, and then they're like, it's for our safety. And we've talked with the chief about it. They cut through people's private properties and through their parking lot so they don't have to turn around, and they've been asked not to do it, and they feel that they can do what they want.
I just think it's a bad thing to mandate that I have to do business with somebody. I mean, I try to do whatever the township wants me to do, but I can't do business with those people.
Well, if you can get a better all-around deal, it makes sense, Mike.
I have the same hauler John has, yeah. And these people go out of their way to take care of me.
Yeah. Do they?
Uh-huh. I mean, I don't even set my trash out. They come get my trash,
yeah.
Take it out, dump it, bring my cans back.
And they're happy to do it.
Yes.
Getting back to what, we will explore this, getting back to what Angela, it is Angela, right? Okay, I wanted to make sure. Ask, Steve, can you see if for some reason we do go into a consortium, if they can bill the owner of the property and the tenant, if that's an option? That's what you stated, right?
No.
Okay.
Oh.
But you'd get a copy of the bill.
Yes. The
okay.
homeowner would get
showing that
a copy
it's
of it, but if
so
the
you could,
renter, which you guys wouldn't even have to deal with the renter, it's the homeowner mostly that you guys would have to deal with, and then stick it to his ass, and then he can deal with
yeah.
his own.
Yeah, because that's what was happening before. We
did
the very same thing before. But as Mike said, what's next? Everyone's going to have to use Wild Cable versus whoever?
Right.
Right.
Hang on, Steve had...
I just need clarification on what Angela was saying. So the owner would get a copy of the bill.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then the tenant would get the actual bill.
Yeah, and it wouldn't have anything to do with you guys until... someone doesn't pay, then you don't have to deal with the renters. You just go after the damn homeowners and put a damn lien on their house.
I at this, to be honest, perfectly honest with everybody, our fiscal department don't have time. Our administrator
you know, we
don't
really
have time.
Don't. And it's
as a trustee, I don't have time.
And homeowners being responsible. No one's
right.
being responsible.
Yeah, so.
Okay, that's the whole thing. They're attacking responsible people. What's more in our country?
Okay.
We're responsible.
Please identify yourself because it's a public record. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I have one thing as a resident.
Yes.
Real quick. if we go into a consortium, are we going to have the option, if it is with local waste, do we have the option to opt out?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, and
you do. You do have the option.
And then also, do we have an option?
No, they.
For those that want to stay with local waste, I understand the payment is $19.99. Does that include free recycling or not?
No. Your recycling, it's lumped all together.
So if we go into consortium, then the recycling becomes free again?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If it happened to be local waste.
Yes, and in actuality, and I think it's a minimal amount of money, but those in the consortium would get, the township would get refunds back from Rumpke because the recycling fees have gone down.
Right.
So the fee that you're paying is covering more than the cost of the trash and recycling. So Rumpke would actually kick back to the township refunds off their recycling fee, which was a little confusing to me that
you can see
it wouldn't affect your monthly charge, that your monthly charge would come down.
We were talking about that again.
Yeah.
Yes, Robin.
Robin Watkins, Steve, I just wanted to ask, when you had that discussion today, because I was in the consortium before.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they gave you this wonderful price, $14.99 or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
So when you got your bill, it said $14.99, then there was a tax, then there was a gasoline tax, then there was a service fee. So you really weren't paying $14.99.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're saying $19.99, is that all inclusive?
That's what I was told. But it's funny you ask that, because I want to verify if there's not a $3 either a month or quarterly charge to process your bill. And that's,
I won't throw it away, I'll shred it.
Just find out some information, but don't waste a lot of time.
how many and then I'll
go ahead.
How many folks here today use local waste? Okay, so
24 years, no trouble.
Yep. Did you guys opt into doing your recycling too? Were you guys paying extra?
No, we don't.
Okay, I paid. I called and I said, "Hey, I wanted to pay the extra to get my recycling," and they said it was eight something a month, extra, not three every month. And then when I got the bill, because I went on there and emailed, and they emailed me the bill, and it was 14 something. So it wasn't 8 something. So you're telling me that's a high-ass tax that I was paying.
Yeah,
they didn't give me the breakdown.
I think you're
wrong, and they're going to charge us extra for the recycling.
So also in the contract, Steve, if I may, they do what is called a fuel surcharge based upon where we're at. Like a year ago, we were right at $2 a gallon. One of the things that happened, it was a one-way street. When they did the fuel charge, it never went back down when it went down. So then the next time they did a fuel charge, it keeps going up. It's like rungs on a ladder.
Mm-hmm.
And so they didn't, there was a loophole in the contract. It didn't say that how long you could have that surcharge based upon these numbers of what fuel would be. So as you said, that's how it gets to $14 a month. I'm done, sir.
And you're $14 a month. This, and you just have one container.
That's for recycling, just recycling only.
That's what I'm asking. And then I'm hearing $9.80, and then I'm hearing $11. So
the girl on the phone, when I called 2 days ago, I said, "Hey, I said, we're mostly recycling anyway. We hardly have any trash. I know I can't do away with trash, but can I add in recycling? And she said, yes. And I said, how much is it? She said, eight something a month, per month. And I said, not 3 months. And she said, no. She goes, every month you're paying eight something a month. And she went ahead and billed me because I only get, you know, every 3 months is my bill and mm-hmm. everything, so I need it. The eight something to be charged. Then when I looked at my email, it said 14 something, but it did not give breakdowns on fuel surcharges.
It's all those hidden charges.
So now that's telling me that every month I'm going to be paying 14 something extra just for the damn recycling.
140 something in 10 months.
Mm. I'll look into that.
Yeah,
I will.
I got the bill. I mean, mm-hmm. it's nothing. It doesn't say anything except the damn price.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. Anything else for Steve?
No, sir.
Any other questions?
Thanks.
All right. We will move on to our questions, and Angela, you're up.
Okay, I just heard the lady over there say she doesn't want the home ruling and everything, but guess what? Census records are in. So we are at that point. We can go into the home rule. Because we actually have over 10,000 on the census record and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard anything about it and everything. So when are we going to talk about it and start getting it into effect? Because a lot of people don't know, they do not understand how to take care of their damn properties. We need to hold them to make sure that they are actually living like normal, decent people rather than living like trash. Go someplace else, get the hell out of our damn neighborhood. You make us, you know, West Side look bad anyway, so I'm just sick and tired of it, and I'm just so mad.
Can I comment?
No, because I'm still talking.
Okay.
I waited for you and everything.
I didn't know if you wanted to comment on it while you were on that topic.
No, and I also did call the Ohio Township Association and everything. They're actually the ones that gave me the census numbers and everything, but also, every time they get popped and everything, it's a civil, a civil fee or something. We can charge them up to $1,000. So since the township's always saying that we don't have enough money, right there we can start getting some money in because there's tons of violations out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, that was my first question. So is the time going to stop? Because I had a second question with the remaining. Okay.
So yes, we put that on the ballot before because you had to have it on the ballot if you were under a certain population.
Right, and Barbara
correct.
Said since we have to hit a
correct.
Certain number,
and
then
we're there now.
It automatically goes.
Correct.
In.
It has to be a unanimous vote across the board in order for that to pass. All three trustees have to say yes in order for that to pass. I am for this, but I can't vote yes to do that without first given the opportunity for the public to vote. I spoke on this at many different, not National Night Out, when we were doing the block watches. And one person said to me, so Mr. Fleshman, you're gonna take away my vote, irregardless I'm for it or against it, you're taking away my vote just by putting it, you know, making us home rule. And that was a very valid point. I thought about it that night. I said, you know what, you're absolutely right. The next meeting I went to, I can't just take away the vote. If we put it on there at November, it has to be on the November ballot. If we put it on the November ballot, we send out information. If it doesn't pass, I know myself, I would then ask the board, let's vote on it, because then I would vote on it myself. But hearing what I've heard from the public and taking away someone's vote to have an opportunity to vote on it, to vote afterwards, I'm comfortable with, but to make it home rule prior to asking the public to take a vote, I don't. For me, I don't like that.
On the Ohio township thing, it doesn't say anything about the vote and everything. Once we hit a certain number,
correct.
On the
well,
census,
you have to. It has to be a vote.
It has to be a vote across the board.
Right.
Right, but you're saying put it up on the ballot again.
Correct.
But it's not saying anything like that. It's not saying it has to be voted on.
Well, it doesn't have to be voted
on. You're
just
choosing to put it back on the ballot to make...
To allow everybody to voice their opinion.
Correct,
yeah.
Correct. We don't have to. We could stay tonight, say, make a resolution, and boom,
yeah.
And it would be done. But what that does is take away everybody's God-given right to vote and cast their vote of, do I want this? Then, if it does fail, let's say it fails by 100 votes or 1,000 votes, it gives the board a chance to say, you know, we don't know why they voted no or no, but then the board can go, we're going to pass it or not pass it.
Mm-hmm.
So I know where I'm at. I'd rather give the residents information, get stuff out there, put it in a newsletter,
mm-hmm.
educate the public as best we can, let them vote on it, and I would hope that it would pass that way versus us having to pass it.
Okay.
It's deeper than that, though, but that's okay.
I'm just sick and tired of living.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I'm the one that got it on the ballot the last time.
All around me, you go down streets and you're amazed to see all the damn cars, you know, junked up and everything. Take care of your damn houses. Quit living like that. I just don't. Chickens, roosters, everything. And
that's right.
Okay. To go on the record, I would vote tonight if it was my opinion.
You would what?
I would vote tonight for it.
And it is a double-edged sword. You don't want to be. But
I respect John and what he's saying. So we you know, and it's right to let everybody move have a discussion. Now your second question.
Okay, second question is. I'd like, it's the end of the year and everything, so I'd like to actually see what the money was spent on for 2021. It's all, you know, your taxes, everything's already, your billing. I'd like a budget summary of itemized stuff to see what we spent our damn money on, since we're constantly always saying we don't have money. So I know it's out there. I already, you know, I've talked to our accountant and I've talked to the Ohio trustee thing or whatever, right, association. They said it's all ready, so the 2021 should actually be ready to break down and show me the estimate. And then I'd like to actually see what our plans of doing for 2022, kind of made up budget, kind of just to see what that's going to, you know, what that's kind of looking like, what we're planning to do, what our starting amount is, and what we're...
You can place a records request.
No, we have plenty of auditors around here. Just come down and tell them.
No, because I asked around December and everything. And
yeah, it wasn't reconciled.
I was not told anything about putting in a request or anything.
Get
I just
day
wanted
day
to make it so other people, if they want to know what the hell's going on and where their money is, they can also.
Yeah. So just stay up to me. I'll give you my email address so you can submit a public records request for that information.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
That's all I have.
Yeah.
And that's
going to
be for both 2021.
Just put it all together
and
all. Yep.
Okay.
I'll take care of it.
Thank you for your questions and being here tonight. Chip.
Chip Tate, I just want to send out thanks, appreciation. You guys make me feel important. You guys make me want to help more. And I was going to ask you guys a question, and I want to post a video on your guys' Facebook page, because I want people to get interested in these meetings, to get interested on the policies that we're talking about. Home rule, I think, is important. I want it. The way I look at it, rules are rules.
Yeah.
And if people know what the rules are, and if they're trash, they won't come here.
Right.
But I understand your point as well.
But that's what I was saying is I have an opinion, and I respect his too. So.
Yeah. Road crew, amazing job you guys did over the weekend.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Fire department, I always see you guys out. You guys are always on the run. Police department.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure where he stepped out.
I know they're handcuffed and they do the best they can. I just want to give you guys my appreciation.
Well, we appreciate that.
We appreciate our citizens.
But getting back to the video, I just want to post a video. I know I'm setting myself up for scrutiny, but that's the best way to get the word out. You know, I know I'm going to get trashed, but I got thick skin. I don't care. I want to see the township succeed. I want to see the township flourish, and I want to see the township be the best that it can be.
Absolutely. Amen.
We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Yep. And I'm willing to do anything.
Yeah. Just get with Steve and he'll get you hooked up with doing a video.
Hey, thank you guys.
Thank you.
All right. Is there any questions on Zoom?
Let's see, Chairman. Robin, do you have a question?
Going once?
I take it that as a no. Jan, I will let you, but normally I'm going to ask you to sign up from now on, but go ahead.
Okay, all I wanted to do was second what he said about our road crew, our fire department, our police department, and I'm with you to do anything we can to make this township.
Let's not forget our deputies also that help patrol this area also.
Well, that's right.
They're having to pick up a lot of slack.
Yeah, we appreciate
because,
that.
Because they're picking up a lot of runs and a lot of slack from us. And you have one, okay.
I didn't want to go, but we'll try this again. It's Robin. Robin? Are you there, Robin?
Anybody else?
All right. Meeting's adjourned.
Thank you guys for coming out.
Can
we appreciate it.
Can I get a who day?
Who day?
Who day?
At what time, sir?
I'm sorry, 7:22.